I've submitted to publishers on and off over years and years. Like, sometimes I thought, oh, this is something good. I wonder if someone will take this. This is an interesting little book of cartoons, or this is some weird little thoughts. These are good enough to publish. And so I ended up making fanzines, or zines, as they're called, little photocopied and stapled books for years in the 90s, the 2000s. 2010s, when you could start to self-publish your own stuff, where stuff like Ingram Spark and Amazon started letting authors publish their own stuff, and that was kind of exciting. And I sort of gave up after a while, just submitting my stuff to publishers. I was like, I can just do it myself. And eventually was able to make enough money to quit my job, just self-publishing books through Ingram Spark and Amazon. And it was amazing. It's like, I don't need a publisher. Maybe publishers are a dying kind of middleman. It seemed like they needed you more than you needed them with social media and stuff like that. And it's funny how as soon as you don't need something, then it's given to you. I've noticed that my whole life, like my dad famously, if I'm doing well, he'll help me out. If I'm not doing well, he's like, tough love, you sort yourself out. That's not completely true. He did bail me out of, I think I got a bankruptcy notice when I was 22 because I couldn't pay off a $1,000 credit card that I had. And he got me out of that and I never had a credit card again. He did come to my rescue when I got a bankruptcy notice. It's taken me years to sort of respect his way, the way he parented, and go, and sort of, if you're doing well, good, I'll help you out. Here's some more good stuff. And it's kind of true. When it comes to self-publishing, as soon as I did not need traditional publishers, like absolutely, like I was earning more than any job I'd ever worked in, including corporate. Would you like a publishing deal? It's just how it works. And I've worked it out, the magical number of followers on Instagram at the moment, well, for me it was about 260,000 followers, and then three publishers turned up at the same time within 2 days of each other, all came knocking on the door. And then Penguin turned up 2 weeks later. So four publishers in the end all turned up at around the 250,000 follower mark on Instagram. And the weird thing is, a lot of that stuff that I've published before when I had 10 followers, 100 followers on Instagram, it's the same stuff. It's no different. I was maybe just getting one like for that same stuff. Back in 2019 or whatever, when I sort of started with Instagram. I think I started in 2017, but I started going for it at around 2019. But it's funny because Instagram's kind of like the first 1,000 people who follow you, that probably takes a couple of years, and then it just gets exponential, then it gets out of control. The same time last year, I had probably 70,000 followers. Now it's 270,000 a year later. So it's 6 years, and it's pure, totally exponential. It's an interesting one. YouTube, I don't have many followers, and I've been posting pretty regularly on it, but it's like, fuck it. It doesn't really matter, because all I know is with Instagram, the first 50 people who followed me, I was posting very similar ideas exactly the same ideas I did back then I've got 270,000 followers. The same thing. It was just, and even 10 years ago, the two books that are going to be through a traditional publisher this year and next year that I'm selling them / sold them to, a lot of those ideas I wrote, not all of them, but there's a few of them that I wrote probably 15, 20 years ago. And some of those, and some of the ideas also that I had 20 years ago sort of evolved over a long time, and eventually they're going to turn up in these traditionally published books. So none of it's been a waste. Even the stuff that I wrote that was self-published, like I'm going to delete a lot of those self-published books and just going to make it into a big, fat, chunky, traditional published book. So yeah, I kind of feel like each of those little books, little things that I made ended up kind of battering down a dam wall over years and years, towards this traditionally published thing. And now traditionally published isn't the be all and end all of things, which is kind of a miracle. It's kind of a miracle that, you don't need that anymore. But yeah, about 250,000 followers on Instagram is about the magic number when four mainstream publishers came knocking: Penguin, McNeil, Bonnier and Hardy Grant, within 2 weeks of each other. It's out of the blue. Just, I didn't have to approach them at all. That's what, and anytime I've approached a big publisher, just silence, nothing. It's almost like you have to attract people to come to you, but you don't have to at all. Like I'd given up, and it's almost like people can smell when you give up, and that's when you stop clutching, when you're not grabbing and grasping at stuff and entitled to stuff, and you just go, fuck this, shrug your shoulders and just do your own thing. That's when life kind of works weirdly in your favor, like Dad's tough love, how he couldn't give a shit if I was doing shit, and then if I was doing good, he'd go, all right, Darby, good on you, here's something. And I've become the same kind of person. As soon as someone's clutching and grasping, which is the whole world has turned into this entitled clutching, grasping, wah, it's not fair, give it to me, give it to me now. I hate it, because I've done it too. So because I've smelt it, I can smell my former self on it, and life forces you into a position where you've just got to give up, and you go, fuck this, just doing it myself. And then things start magically working. It's so fucking weird. And also too, I noticed a lot of people who got publishing deals in their 20s and 30s and 40s, I almost don't even see their work. I don't see their work now. They've kind of disappeared. They weren't in it. They were in it for the short, flashy game. And they've gone on to do their thing. Maybe that's fine. Like, maybe just one book is enough. You don't need to write more than one book. And you know, there's other things to do in life. Writing isn't the be-all and end-all of everything. But, living a creative life, for me, in a very traditional kind of way, is... It keeps me sane. Otherwise, there's no way I would be here if I wasn't... permanently like a crazy person just writing the shit out of myself and trying to make things make sense, even if temporarily make them make nonsense again. But yeah, now I've got all this old stuff that I know is good that will likely get picked up in a traditional kind of way, and so that spins me out. Maybe I don't ever need to write a book again. I don't know, but I feel like at nearly at the age of 50, life makes a lot more sense than it did even just 4 or 5 years ago. I'm constantly reevaluating what's important and what words are important to write down for me. And what I love too about this whole weird experience is that for years I was rejected by a lot of Australian publishers, because there's no social media, no, none of that. But as social media allowed me to talk to an audience that wasn't just this very conservative thinking Australia and their gatekeepers, and the whole publishing industry is made up by certain people who would just look at my stuff and just think, you're an idiot, Darby. I got that vibe from all of Australia publishing for a long time. And so it was amazing when Instagram allowed me to communicate with an American audience who got me. It's like, finally, here's an audience who gets me. I was in the wrong place. I was in Australia. Now, according to my Instagram stats, more US people follow me and buy my stuff than Australians. I think 80% of people from the US buy my stuff. And Australia's fine and all that, but it's very, I find Australia in general is very conservative in the arts. It's very limiting. It's about who you are rather than about what you're writing. It kind of doesn't care for true talent. Maybe it does. It does. Of course it does. But there's a certain type of style of writing, certain types of themes you must talk about, certain things you have to say and not say, and then you're in. Then the gatekeepers will let you in. But I love social media, just doesn't give a shit about that, and you find an audience without the bullshit of fucking conservative Australian gatekeepers who I've, some of them are really good, but yeah, compared to the US, yeah, really. Yeah, now I get, when I was 20, I used to go, why do Australian artists, they all go to the US or the UK? They all do that. Now I get it. Yes, Australia is a very small, myopic, very conservative thinking country. We all seem laid back. Most of it's bullshit, I think. I don't know, I could be wrong, but I've lived long enough to see it all. So I'm happy. Like, this sounds like a grievance. It kind of is. I guess it is. But I'm just happy that I was able to self-publish my shit and find an audience. Like, I was living in the wrong place the whole time. I should have been living in America. They got me. But I guess that's what inspired me to write, maybe, because I was living in a place where I was totally misunderstood for so long. Maybe that kept me going. Maybe that kept me writing. Maybe I loved being misunderstood. I don't know. But yeah, now I am being understood from a gatekeeper traditional kind of way. It's a very self-indulgent problem to have, to be writing a book now, knowing that it'll likely be published by a traditional publisher and I don't have to self-publish it. And that someone will probably likely read it and then put it out in bookstores and all that sort of shit. So that's weird now. I'm in that place where, yeah, writing a book, knowing that it will be traditionally published, spins me out. And all of a sudden I think, oh, I'm a writer now. And that's a dangerous place to be headspace-wise as well. This sounds wanky, but I just felt like I'm just a person walking around the world going, what the fuck's this all about? But now I'm a writer it's a weird thing. I never wanted to call myself a poet. I don't think poet should be a title. I think writer can be a title, but poet's way too holy. Writer's fine, but even, yeah, now I'm considered a writer. That's a whole new headspace ball game. I've just got to go back to being just mucking around and fucking up and doing, just living life. But yeah, so there's two books coming out this year. There's the second edition of Mum's book, and there's you're going to be okay because you're fucked no matter what. There'll be a second edition of that that'll likely come out next year. And I've just been just working on them both. And yeah, I kind of can't wait for them just to be out there, so I can just not have to think about them. I kind of like stuff to be off my table. It's like I've got this and this that have I can't multitask. I can't have a few things going at once. I have to be very, very focused on what I'm doing. And when there's a few things going on, which is I'm not used to, it's a good problem to have. But it's yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Just going back to my stupid routine of just being a stupid person in a stupid world, and I'll be happy again. Anyway, if you'd like to leave a review for this on Spotify or Apple or a comment on YouTube, I'd love that.